Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-453 is the number. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that are waiting for you on the site, so go and enjoy. You can get interactive by placing content that you think is interesting right there on our very own front page. Other listeners can then go and vote it up, whether they like or dislike. One of the top stories on the site, as voted by you, is actually an update. It was a guy from V who posted it to the site. And the update is from New Jersey, where you may recall, if you were listening, I think it's probably been several weeks, if not a couple months, from New Jersey, the old guy, the 72-year-old man, Gordon Van Gilder, who was facing criminal charges over a 300-year-old flintlock pistol. You may recall this story. He had pledged to take this to court, to go with not guilty, and defend his right to have a 300-year-old pistol.
Is this the guy that's using the same lawyer that Derek is using for his concealed carry case?
I don't know if Evan Knappen is involved in this. That's an yes, Knappen is involved in this case. You're correct.
Then I have heard about this case.
Right. NewJerseyNJ.com has the story here. Weapons charges against a Maurice River Township man found to be in possession of an antique handgun have been dropped. According to Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, Gordon Van Gilder, age 72, of Port Elizabeth, had been returning home on November 19th after retrieving a nearly 300-year-old flintlock pistol from a Vineland pawn shop when his vehicle was pulled over by Cumberland County Sheriff's officers in Millville. And if I recall correctly, he had stated that he was being treated very, very poorly by the officers in this case, that they were very rude and, you know, shouting at him, that kind of situation. Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray said in a written statement, quote, "The public should be forewarned about the prescriptions against possessing a firearm, even an antique, in a vehicle." So they're still trying to use this as a teaching moment. Let everybody know that even though they've dropped the charges against this old man,
it's so bad.
This is a serious matter, and you should not be possessing any kind of pistol, let alone one that is 300 years old.
So what was the reason that he was actually pulled over in the first place? Because obviously the police did not know he had this 300-year-old weapon somewhere in the car.
They said the vehicle was acting suspiciously in a known drug area.
So he was doing the speed limit and observing all other traffic things.
And that automatically makes him a suspect.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's because the average person will usually speed slightly, right? So if you are not speeding at all, then you must be carrying drugs.
Right. So if you're doing everything exactly by the book, then that's suspicious, according to them.
Notwithstanding, upon careful review of the circumstances of this case, I am exercising prosecutorial discretion to dismiss the unlawful possession of a weapon charges. They put the unlawful part in parentheses, so I don't know if that was actually included in the original quote. To dismiss the charges in the interest of justice in accordance with the Graves Act governing firearms offenses in New Jersey. Adam Puttergill, age 21, of Maurice River Township, had been operating the vehicle while Van Gilder was a passenger. The sheriff's department says Van Gilder admitted to having the gun, but also stated that the pair were in the area to buy drugs, a point that Van Gilder and his legal counsel, Evan Knappen, have denied. A subsequent search of the vehicle resulted in possession of a controlled dangerous substance charges against Puttergill from the sheriff's department. Van Gilder was arrested November 20th and charged with the alleged weapons offenses. The article actually does say charges, so they got that wrong. Anyway, Knappen, the attorney in this case, who works both in New Jersey and in New Hampshire, he's a Free State Project participant and was actually at one time the vice president of the Free State Project. He says, my client and myself are extremely happy of the news. I would like to commend the prosecutor for dismissing this, although more work needs to be done in Trenton to address the issue. Debate over Van Gilder's arrest has led several state lawmakers to look at changes to New Jersey's laws regarding antique firearms. One assemblywoman said that she plans to introduce a bill that would align the state's law with a federal statute that exempts firearms manufactured before 1898. One state senator has called for a bill that would allow a person convicted of unlawful possession admittance to pretrial intervention of supervisory treatment if they had no known association with a criminal street gang and no criminal convictions. So the bureaucrats, the elected politicians there in New Jersey are acting like they're going to do something about this, at least these politicians are. Whether or not they'll have any success whatsoever in passing this legislation is another question.
I can almost guarantee you that if they do introduce some kind of legislation to exempt firearms manufactured before 1898 or whatever arbitrary date they come up with, you're going to have people show up to the committee hearing saying, if this passes, there will be blood in the streets.
Sure. Oh, of course.
Children will die. And all of these other horrible, horrible things that, you know, they always say is going to happen if anything is ever rolled back from being made illegal.
Yeah, and this is New Jersey, which is one of the most gun-controlled areas. There are severe restrictions on guns in New Jersey, and I imagine that there will be quite a few people from that ilk coming out, Daryl. It's not as bad here in New Hampshire, where whenever there's some sort of gun legislation, the hearing rooms are overwhelmed with gun rights supporters. But
you still have the people from groups like Moms Demand Action.
Right. Of course,
and
they're
a couple of other. They yeah. are the minority, but they're still there.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're still, you know, spouting their lunacy that has been rebutted by every speaker before them and gets rebutted by every speaker after them, but they still believe what they say.
Are there any other anti-gun groups in New Hampshire besides that one?
Oh, probably. The Moms group is the biggest one, though.
Okay.
And I've been at a recent gun hearing, and they were the ones that were there in force.
They had about three speakers, I think, and then there was some other group.
Didn't they have some teenagers there at one point? Were they with the Moms group?
I do not recall any teenagers at a gun hearing.
Yeah, I know that, well, there were some there at the most recent hearing I was at, but I don't know if they actually spoke. But sometimes it's like the drug hearings, they'll trot out the teens from the high school drug control group, and they'll speak out. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the most recent hearing the entire time. I was out making phone calls for business during a good chunk of it, so I don't know who all actually testified at it.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, there's also a group called Granite State Progress that frequently comes out, and they, of course, are looking to progress towards having a larger state. Is the progress
and then
they want.
What's the New Hampshire Futures is another.
That's the anti-drug group.
Right, but I think they somehow get involved with some of the gun stuff as well, or at least it's the same people.
Mm-hmm.
They might be representing two different organizations during the various hearings. But I know that I've heard that name brought up during at least one of the gun hearings.
So I'm glad to hear that the charges were dropped in this particular case, and I don't know exactly what, you know, the details of the charge that he was facing with this weapons possession charge. But, you know, maybe they could have gotten a conviction. I suspect they dropped the charges because he was a sympathetic defendant.
Right.
72-year-old man. Maybe they felt that there was a chance that they wouldn't be able to win this in front of a jury, especially with Evan Knappen going up against them. Because he's sort of known, at least around here, as the go-to gun rights attorney. And so this guy had the right attorney, and he, of course, was just in a sympathetic position. That's my belief as to why they dropped these charges.
That really helps, being sympathetic.
Being elderly?
Being seen, not just being elderly,
well,
but being seen
elderly.
As a sympathetic figure.
Right.
So, like with the cannabis nullification thing that they had here in New Hampshire a couple years ago, where you had the guy who was a Rastafarian growing cannabis for personal use for religious purposes. No prior history of any, you know, run-ins with the law at all. made him a sympathetic figure.
Correct. But he may have been found guilty had it not been for the Free State Project participant who happened to end up on his jury and who then flipped the entire jury towards
him. But he was also a sympathetic figure that made the jury more willing to go with the one person that was the holdout.
Yeah, I agree.
No doubt about that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, UK teachers maybe snitching out their students for playing violent video games. More on the way. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now, more Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Also, you can enjoy Bitcoin. If you've got some Bitcoin, you can send some into the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And it's on my short list of things to do, but I'm pretty excited about the new shapeshift.io website. We talked to Eric Voorhees about it over at the Bitcoin conference in Austin. And one of the things that they're going to allow us to do is actually make it so we can accept all of the major altcoins on Free Talk Live. There's a way to set it up to where essentially you can have people send their altcoins in and they're automatically converted into Bitcoins for us.
Nice. I've been wanting something like that to come about for a long time.
I'll let you know when I finally get that set up, but it is something you can do with Shapeshift.io, and I was just kind of scratching the surface into looking into that today. It's a cool website, there's no doubt about it. But in order to use Shapeshift.io, you already have to have some sort of a cryptocurrency. If you don't yet have cryptocurrency, you can go and get as much of it as you want from the folks over at ExpressCoin.com. They are the best choice for acquiring cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. So turn some of those Federal Reserve notes into something that's really useful, into Bitcoin. Start off over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget code FTL. If you're ordering up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency, you will pay no fee whatsoever with code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, there's lots to talk about, including a man freed from prison after 30 years on death row. Daryl, you've got that story also on the way here tonight. The disturbing story about the young people in Great Britain. And Danica, you brought this one in from Great Britain. It's actually on the front page of our website as well, but the schools are now going to be calling the police on parents who let their kids play violent video games.
Yeah, essentially they're going to be eavesdropping on children that talk about potentially violent games, so this Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. And I know that you've played Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I have too. I'm not much of a Call of Duty person myself. But yes, those games can certainly have violent themes. And
of course they do.
Yeah.
I mean, games have to have violent themes unless they're a puzzle game. I mean, really, you know, most of the
sports games.
That's violent.
Yeah, even
in a lot
that
of
violent.
I mean, boxing, football. I mean, these are violent games.
Baseball's not violent.
Okay, baseball's not violent.
And unless you intentionally hit the batter.
Can
but
you actually
still
intentionally
crack
hit somebody in a sports game? I don't know if that's. I don't play sports games, so I don't know.
The last time I played a baseball game, yes, you could intentionally hit a batter.
Interesting. Okay. And I know in Grand Theft Auto, you can actually take sports things such as baseball bat and use it to clobber somebody, and that's certainly violence.
So the site is from, the website reporting on this, Inquisitor, INQUISITR.com.
That's right.
An association of school heads, roughly the equivalent of principals in the United States, one region in England, will call the police on parents who let their kids play violent video games, calling it child neglect. Danica, when did you start playing violent video games?
Violent video games? Let's see. Well, I guess that would make it in elementary school because I used to play at these places called arcade games,
right.
Arcade areas. I'm sure you two know about it, but for those who don't know, arcades, you know, think of the past. And I used to play Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and Gauntlet, of course.
It's true. You do have to stop down now and explain what an arcade is for everyone who's under the age of 25 listening to the show.
That's true, yeah. Before there were home gaming systems, a lot of people would go to these arcade centers, and they were usually in skating rinks, pizza
malls.
Places. Malls, there you go. Yeah. You would get tokens or quarters, most of the time tokens.
Soon we're going to have to explain what a mall was as well. It's not quite to that point yet.
Not quite, but you would put in quarters and you could play a variety of games from Donkey Kong, if you all remember what Donkey Kong is.
Donkey Kong's very violent. That monkey throws barrels at you.
That's right.
Yeah, like
and
who
he captures the little girl, the girl in the story,
yeah.
And Mario's got to try to rescue her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't capture the girl without using violence, right? So there's that. But yeah, so you started playing in arcades.
Yeah, I started playing in arcades.
How old were you when you got into
video games? Oh, probably 7 or 8.
Okay, so you're an unusual case then, right? Because, I mean, when you were young, getting into video games, it was pretty male-dominated, right?
Like you, yes, it was very male-dominated.
What did your girlfriends think about your gaming habit?
I had a couple that were also into gaming. They had a Super Nintendo. I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so I would go over there and play all the time. But I also had a large number of girlfriends that kind of laughed and giggled at it, and they went to go playing. You know, they're very gender-specific playtime, which was Barbies and dressing up, yeah, and that kind of stuff. So there were a few girls that I was able to get into that, and my sister also played. My dad actually got us Game Boys for our birthday, so we would usually play on those. Mm-hmm. So it was a very small niche for me.
So do you feel like you're a worse person today because you played violent video games in the past?
You know, every time I see that head of yours again, I just want to, like, jump on it and hope that a coin comes out. No. I can honestly say video games has probably made me a better person because
really?
It has taught me a lot of critical thinking skills. It's taught me a lot
of... video games teach critical thinking?
Well, look at the puzzles that it presents you. You have to think about what kind of pieces that you want to put into the puzzle to advance to the next area. Mm-hmm. You have to think about what kind of weapon you need to use.
Is that
to get
critical
yourself
thinking?
Up.
Is that the definition of critical thinking?
It's teaching you how to think to solve problems,
yeah.
Ian.
Okay.
That would be critical thinking.
I'd say that compared to what a lot of thinking is done these days, it's pretty critical.
All right. Fair enough. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I can't really remember what the definition of critical thinking is. It just when I think of finding a key card to open a door, that doesn't really, you know, seem too critical, I guess.
But you have to figure out what the thing is that you found. What does it go to?
Uh-huh.
Like, if it's a new video game that you've never played before, you have
right.
no clue what the game is. You have to figure things out of, where does this door go? Oh, don't go through that door anymore because there's some weird monster that will rip your head
Maybe
off.
Maybe there's more to it than I'm really thinking about because I'm so used to video games. There was an episode of React recently, which is a great
mm-hmm.
YouTube channel. I don't know if it was on the React channel or the Fine Brothers channel, but it's their two channels. And one of them that they did recently was Elders React to... this game called The Last of Us, which is apparently some kind of a zombie apocalypse
game.
And it was the first... So they had the elders, which these are people like usually over the age of 60, playing video games every now and then on this channel. It's mm-hmm. very entertaining. It's so funny to watch them play a game like a Call of Duty
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That one's, that's not really, I don't really consider that much of a game, but it is kind of
right,
fun to watch them play.
No, watching them react to it.
Or the Slender Man game, that was my favorite.
Did they play that one, the Elders?
I'm not sure if it was the Elders, but I know the kids played it, and it was hysterical.
So it was the first time they've ever had the Elders play, like, sort of one of these narrative games, where this game, it's not like, it's not a simple game. You're running around in a sort of created world, and a story is being told. And it was interesting watching their reactions. I'll talk a little more about that here in a moment. 855-453, and we'll get back into the snitching story as well.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing drinking water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In this life, we use battery power every single day. At least if you're, you know, in the developed world, you're probably using a smartphone. I think like 60% of American adults have a smartphone, and that was probably last year's numbers. So I imagine that will be going up again this year because it went from like 50% to 60%.
And that's just smartphone, not cell phone.
That's correct. Well, it's the smartphones that really drain the battery. I mean, you could have the old school dumb phones. Those would last for a couple days. You could get through a weekend with a dumb phone.
That is
right.
True.
No, my point is it's more than 60% of Americans that have a cell phone. It's just 60% that have a smartphone.
I'm talking to the people that have the smartphones, though, because those are the ones that really drain the battery. It doesn't matter. You know, you can get the extended battery. It's going to be dead before the end of the day if you're using the phone for any decent amount of time.
That's very true.
It can be a huge hassle if you're not nearby an outlet to plug into. The Pocket Power Plus can help you. In fact, not only will it charge your phone multiple times, but it could even, in certain circumstances, jumpstart a car. And when you get the Pocket Power Plus, it comes with a full accessory pack that has pretty much every adapter that you could possibly need, as well as the jumper cables. So you can use this to charge up your laptop, your cell phone, multiple times before it finally runs dry. The Pocket Power Plus is a breakthrough in portable power technology. And you can go and learn more about it over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. You get it at half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com and use coupon code FTL, and you'll save even more. Again, that's PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Aaron, listening in St. George, Utah. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Danica and Daryl.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I was surprised when I heard the response from one of the hosts there. Where they couldn't believe that video games doesn't present a vehicle to accumulate the critical thinking skills. I was so taken back by that. I wanted to know which one of the hosts said that.
That was me.
What?
Ian Freeman.
Question that. Did you ever play? Did you play much video games when you were younger?
Oh yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Didn't you have an Atari?
I've had the Atari on Nintendo. I mean, I was an 80s kid, right? So I grew up with all the original game systems.
I was kind of taken back. I thought, gosh, for sure he would have played video games when he was a kid.
Look, the reason why I said it was because I'm not intimately familiar with the definition of critical thinking. So I've gone ahead and pulled up the Wikipedia definition here. And according to Wikipedia, critical thinking is clear, reasoned thinking that involving critique. Its details vary amongst those who define it. According to Bayer, critical thinking means making clear, reasoned judgments. During the process of critical thinking, ideas should be reasoned and well thought out and judged. The National Council for Excellence in Critical Thinking, didn't know there was one, defines critical thinking as the, quote, intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and or evaluating information gathered from or generated by observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, or communication as a guide to belief and actions. And I guess just, you know, when I think about playing video games and jumping on mushrooms so coins can, you know, come out of bricks, eventually, that, you know, doesn't necessarily make me think about this is a critical thinking process.
Not every video game gives you the opportunity to use critical thinking, but some do.
Exactly, and that's
I'll give you that.
If you have a game like Zelda, you absolutely are going to have opportunity to use critical thinking skills. If you have a game like Duck Hunt, old school Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, you have hand-eye coordination, right?
Right, then it's just, you're just twitching at that point.
The new playing games, which you play within a community on Xbox Live or something like that, you have SimCity or you have Halo. You have some of these games where you're playing with other people as teams going after other teams or, you know, some of these other games in which you're just, you know, you're within a society and you can pretty much do whatever you want, including cause all kinds of havoc, murder cops, or do whatever you want to do in these games. And I was going to present to you guys from a Liberty side of things, what if we used a video game platform, such as one of these games in which you live in a society and you can do anything, and to create a real live environment that's liberty oriented in which players across the United States could all get on and demonstrate in a model how liberty type society would be built up and would function.
Sounds like a boring game.
I believe it's called Minecraft.
Second Life? What about Second Life?
I've never played Second Life.
Mises Institute had a replica of their institute on Second Life.
Yeah, we had some listeners build a listening kind of hangout place in Second Life. This was probably a decade ago at this point. Second Life's an old game, but I guess people are still playing it, where it's sort of a sandbox game, and you can go in there and build stuff and talk and hang out and customize your avatar, your little in-game player. So I guess, yeah, I can see, well, certainly I'll agree that some games involve critical thinking. It seemed like the general statement was that video games helped you build critical thinking, and I was immediately critical of that, saying that, well, you know, there's some games that it's pretty basic and you don't really have to think too hard.
I think that there's a benefit to nearly any kind of video game that's out there. I mean, even something as simple as Angry Birds, because people play Angry Birds and they're able to burn off stress. You know, it's definitely a stress killer.
Wait, which one's Angry Bird? Is that the one where you throw the bird at the pig or something?
You don't throw it, you propel it. You have to bring it back with your finger.
You're bringing it back in like a big rubber band,
a
right?
Big
like
rubber a big band. And there's different kinds of birds that have different
Okay,
skills.
I think I played that for about 15 seconds, thought it was stupid.
Oh, you want to play a really stupid game? Try
Desert Bus.
That's a pretty stupid game.
What about the Goat Simulator? That's a pretty stupid game.
But, I mean, as far as, like, phone games go, what about Flappy Bird and its sequel, Swing Copters?
Flappy Bird.
No, horrible. I'm not a big gamer person. If I'm going to play a video game,
you're like Pac-Man on Google Maps.
You like football, right?
Right. If I'm going to play a video game, I want to play like a football game or a wrestling game, mm-hmm. something to where like I get to create a character and then do something I like. Throwing birds at pigs is not anything that I'm interested in.
Yeah. All right. So, Aaron, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I mean, good conversation. I always battled my parents in society. They told me video games is worthless. You're burning up too much time there. You're spending this and that. I can tell you, I learned everything from accounting skills to hand-eye coordination to critical thinking. Video games to me were a very great teacher in my life of many different types of skills.
Cool. Heck yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Aaron. I appreciate it. I can agree with that, you know, video games are beneficial, but I can also see the other side of the coin that there is a possibility of going too far. Obviously,
right.
You know, we've had stories in the past, and I'm sure we will again, because mm-hmm. these are fascinating stories of people who, like over in China or other places in the sort of the
Korea. I think Korea's where
one of them, yeah.
The like the video game cafes are really big. And people will go and spend like 72 consecutive hours there and just take naps at the little table.
Or they will mm-hmm. perish because they haven't fed themselves. Or they will kill their children,
like what happened in China.
The staffers think that the person's just taking a nap because, oh yeah, he was in here for 72 hours last week. He was here for 40 week before. He's just taking a nap. And then people start complaining about, hey, that guy kind of smells funny. And then they realize...
He's dead.
That's how they found the one guy was dead, because he started to emit an odor.
Well, you're right. When you die, you lose control of your bowels, typically, and your bladder. So you're going to emit something that's going to emit an odor. But what happened in China? Kids died? Parents?
Well, a child died. There was a story where a couple was playing World of Warcraft. I believe
always
it was World of Warcraft.
MMORPGs.
It may have been it was an MMO. And they were playing it for several hours, maybe even days, and neglected the child, and their child died.
So they voluntarily let the child starve to death. Murray Rothbard would approve.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But most people don't approve of that, Daryl. You're not agreeing with it, obviously.
No, I'm not.
Making a comment.
Doesn't happen often.
You're just making a comment about some political philosopher's opinion about this. 855-450-FREE. I think the average person would find that abhorrent. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611. To put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. We're talking gaming, though, at the moment, and what sparked the conversation, which has gone off into sort of general gaming-related discussion of people gaming too much, how people can benefit from playing games, and how they can, you know, actually die from playing games too much. So there's a whole, you know, like a lot of things, technology is a double-edged sword. It can be used for good, and it can also go in the wrong direction. So we've kind of gone off in that direction, but you can also bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The original story that we barely even scratched the surface on is out of the UK, where apparently schools will be snitching on students whose parents are allowing them to play violent video games. But you can share your thoughts. Maybe you think video games are a danger, and you think that the violence in these games is causing children to warp their minds and go insane. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, so we'll be happy to take your calls about that or anything that might happen to be on your mind. Also, don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show, using it to market our program to more radio stations, to get on more stations around the country, that therefore we can then spread the ideas of freedom, liberty, and if that's worth $5 a month to you, you get perks too, like access to the Facebook group that's only for amplifiers. There's the Amp Only Forum, Amp Only Podcast. There's some perks involved for you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, and please get signed up there for $5 a month with any major credit card. And also, we take Visa and MasterCard directly on the site. So you can use PayPal with any major card or Visa or MasterCard. And coming soon, Bitcoin. I know people have been asking for it for a long time, and with our upcoming website redesign, we are expecting to be able to implement that. So in the meantime, you can do credit cards over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.
I did not even notice that you didn't use Bitcoin to pay for the AMP.
Well, we did. The reason why we haven't is because up until Coinbase came out with an option that allows for recurring payments, was no way to do a recurring payment. So you could always, we always had the Bitcoin tip jar ever since we've accepted Bitcoin. So you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you can toss some Bitcoin in the Bitcoin tip jar. But ultimately, the AMP program has been separated from that because AMP is about a monthly contribution.
That's right, yeah.
To qualify as a Free Talk Live amplifier, you have to sign up for a monthly contribution, a one-time. We'll accept a one-time contribution, and I'll be very grateful for you sending it. But it doesn't qualify you as an amplifier.
It would not qualify for them. Okay.
Right, so the idea behind the AMP program is there are certain ongoing costs that we have with marketing this program, and those costs come in monthly or yearly, right? So
sure.
We have them regularly. So it's easier to be able to budget for something when we know, oh, well, we've got this many people who are giving us this much per month, rather than just sort of randomly accepting one-time contributions from folks. So thank you in advance for doing that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so well, let's get into the story here a little bit deeper from the UK's Inquisitor.com. The Nantwich Education Partnership, which oversees a handful of schools in Cheshire County. Hey, we're in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Hey, check that out.
Apparently, this is the original Cheshire County in England, sent a letter to parents warning them that if school officials overhear kids talking about playing Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, or a similar violent video game, the police will be called. From the note, apparently, that went home with parents... Quote, if your child is allowed to have inappropriate access to any game or associated product that is designated 18 plus, we are advised to contact the police and children's social care, as it is neglectful.
A bunch of rubbish.
So not only are they going to call the police, but they're going to call the equivalent of CPS, the child... beneficial, whatever they want to call themselves over in the UK, which, of course, we all know is a group that tends to destroy families and tear kids apart from their parents.
Oh, yeah.
Over the slightest of offenses, which apparently now includes playing a game intended for people under the age of 18.
Horrible.
And this is where things go, right? Like, in the United States, it's not this bad yet. But there are gaming stores who will refuse to sell a video game that is designated as a mature title. Here in the United States, they have a gaming rating system that was voluntarily brought on by the gaming companies. I'm putting voluntarily in air quotes because the reason why they brought this gaming rating system out was because the government was threatening them to do it for them. This was back in the early 1990s with Mortal Kombat and Night Trap,
yep.
Were a couple of the games that essentially led to this happening. It was actually Joe Biden who was leading the charge back then against these violent video games. And then it was the industry that said, all right, well, we'll do it. We'll come up with something. So they put together the, I think they call it the ESRB rating system.
Yeah, the ESRB. And I have a couple of friends that do work at these gaming companies, like GameStop, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been in the store with them, and you would not believe the age of kids that come up and just expect to purchase this 18 plus. And he tells them, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I can't sell this to you. And the kid gets all whiny, and then he gets his mom, and then his mom asks, okay, well, why is it 18 plus? And my friend will say, okay, well, this is what's going on in the game. And then she either just may not care and purchase it either mm-hmm. way, or be shocked and scold her kid. I mean, it just, you know, there's definitely two sides to it. I mean, on one hand, I'm thinking to myself, okay, these kids are probably what, elementary, junior high, they probably should not be playing 18 plus games.
Oh, why not?
But, you know, again, it's up to the parent. Yeah, the parent doesn't have a problem with it. Well, then, you know, there's, you know, why does the nanny state have to get involved? It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's not the nanny state, right? It's GameStop. That's their policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand why they have the policy. The policy is there because they probably got too many complaints from parents.
They probably did.
So there's probably too many parents who came in saying, hey, you sold my son this violent game, and we don't allow that stuff in my house, and shame on you. And so there's enough parents who are complaining about this, they're going to do something. And so they've implemented a policy where they will check ID of people. But it starts to get ridiculous when, you know, the person starts to get older, right? Like when the person is 17 or 18 or 19, you know, they're in that range where obviously they, you know, they can make their own decisions for themselves.
And they probably witnessed something of the matter at that point anyway, too.
What do you mean, something of the matter?
I mean, they probably witnessed like a very heated debate between their parents that you may not be considered violent, but they've been exposed to yelling. They've been exposed to some kinds of violence, either in movies or other kind of media that is just kind of like, hey, they've already seen this before.
Movies is one thing, but video games,
yeah.
It's because of those video games that the Crusades happened, you know.
Yes, because they had Ataris in the Middle Ages.
Well,
who knew?
So what I wanted to say, though, was that the GameStop, I had one of my ex-girlfriends, she went in there, and she was in her early 20s at this point, and they asked her for her ID in order to buy a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she rightfully walked out of the store at that point and said, screw this, you know, I'll buy it on Amazon. They're not going to ask me for an ID.
Yep.
And so there's some backsplatter, if you will, from that particular policy where, yeah, they did it to make the parents happy, but now
they've made some other group of people.
Yeah, now
upset.
They've become kind of this nanny state. I mean, without necessarily that being their intention. They're just trying to protect their sales, and they know if they upset too many moms and dads, that's going to hurt their sales. But now they're upsetting, you know, some of their average younger customers, and I imagine people in their early 20s are a fairly large chunk of the customer base at these stores. But then again, maybe, you know, it's not so offensive to the average person. Maybe the average person is so used to being carded for a variety of different things, and getting carded at the gaming stores, like, no big deal, and maybe it's only the 1% of libertarians, or I guess amongst gamers, libertarians are probably a higher percentage, but, you know, maybe it's the 10% of customers that are libertarians that are irked, but, you know, not so irked to where they're not willing to actually make the purchase.
I think more people are excited about being carded because, ooh, I don't look, you know, I definitely look younger, yay! That's probably what they're thinking about.
I get annoyed when I get asked for an ID.
Yeah.
Even when it's somewhere that I know I'm going to get asked for an ID, like when I go to the credit union, because my credit union's still in Alabama, so I go to the one here that's the shared branch, and I have to show it to them. It's just annoying having to pull the ID out and hand it to them, and then they always get confused. Oh, where's the expiration date on this one?
I love how the expiration date matters. I mean, look, why does it even matter if the ID's expired? Is that my picture? Is that my birth date? Do you need to know how old I am, or do you need to know if this is a valid ID, meaning that the government has said that it's still okay to accept it? Because that's all the expiration date is.
Right, but they've got a little field on their screen that they have to put in.
Well, they can also be busted for it, too, right? Like,
right.
If somebody gives an ID that is expired, they could get in trouble.
Right.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Your thoughts on gaming and this new snitch policy where teachers will be turning in their students if they overhear them talking about violent video games. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.